Welcome to Sunday Inspiration Star 94.7 Podcast. I'm your host, Gail Stringer. Each week, we will be joined by wonderful guests who will share their testimonies and the goodness of God. I am joined with my guest, Minister Nicholas Hole. Good morning, Nicholas, and welcome.
Good morning.
Can you share a little bit about yourself with us?
My name is Nicholas Hole. I am 21 years old. I live in Ashtabula, Ohio. I have graduated high school. I am a college student in Kent State Ashtabula for communication. I work for a dental office. I love the Lord. I serve at my local church, the Hiawatha Church of God in Christ, and I enjoy spending time with family.
Tell me, in your opinion, what is it like being a young Christian in this society today?
Being a young Christian in today's society is, at times, some may think, a challenge. To me, I love being a Christian, even at my young age. Being raised in the church, I've always grown up with a love and fear for the Lord. But today, a lot of people do not have that because so many people were not brought up in the way of the Lord. So they go on and do what they want to do, and then it seems like they do not agree, or Christians are judgmental if they do not get along with their opinions or ways of life. So some may say that it's very hard to be a Christian in today's world, but I say that if you want to be a Christian and you really love the Lord, that you will do what it takes and go through an extra mile for Him.
Is it possible for a young person to be saved in today's society?
I believe if they want to be saved, they'll make being saved happen. As a younger man, I was sitting in a convention at one point in time, and I had made the statement that it was hard to be saved because I was young and there were so many things around me in school and in the world that society tried to bring on me or peer pressure me into doing, you know, friends that I should not have had. And an older lady turned around and told me, "It's not hard to be saved if you want to be saved." And as I've grown up, I found that to be true, that if I really love the Lord and want to be His disciple, that I will be.
What can attract the unsaved youth person today to want to be a believer?
I believe the number one thing that can attract a non-believer is love. Jesus said, "By this all men know that you are my disciples, that you have love one for another." And though we do not agree with sin or sinful lifestyles, I believe if we tell one about their wrongdoings in love, and then love them and pray for them, that one day they'll see that we are consistent people that will not give up on their future or their eternal life. And something will click within them, and they'll know that Jesus is the way.
That is wonderful, Nicholas, because that's so important. Our young people think that it is impossible today to be saved, and it's all fogey. But like you said, how do you draw them? And that is with the love of Jesus Christ. Don't condemn them right when you see their faults or whatever, but you win them with the love and let them know that Jesus Christ loves all of us, and He accepts all of us.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome. I wanted to ask you, too, what would be the steps in order to stay saved?
The steps in order to stay saved after you get saved by accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior are to remain in Him. One, be consistent, and we grow in our consistency. One, to be consistent. Two, have a prayer life. A good relationship with the Lord is founded upon a prayer life because it's how we communicate with Him. Even in a personal relationship that we may have with people down here on earth, human to human, we have to talk to grow onto one another. The same with our spiritual life. In order to have a good relationship and a progressing relationship with our Lord and Savior, we have to communicate with Him, staying in His Word, read about Him. We get to know Him through His Word. So you have accepting Him as your Savior, being consistent in this life by growing in the Word and in prayer.
Most importantly, when you do that, you need to find a good church home. I know that they're saying churches is this and that, and everybody has their opinion about a church. And that is a trick of the enemy today. They want people to think that they can just have this thing on their own. But the Bible says, how can they hear without a preacher? You need a preacher. God has set in order a preacher to give us his word.
And a Bible teaching preacher.
Exactly. You are one yourself. So they have to find a good church home. And I think when they find that good church home, along with what you said, they're going to make it.
Yes. To be consistent and not just up and leave when people do not agree with their opinion, when it contradicts the word of God.
Wow. That's powerful, Nicholas. I want you to encourage our young people.
A message to the young people and anyone who will hear is, no matter what you're going through now, there is peace at the end of every storm. There's a rainbow after every storm we have in the natural. And even in the spiritual, there's peace at the end of the storm. It may be hard right now. You may not see a way out. You may not see a beam of light at the end of the tunnel. But if you keep traveling on with Jesus Christ by your side, you can make it. No matter what anyone tells you, no matter what the devil tells you, God has you in his hand.
Minister Hall, how can people get in contact with you?
You can always reach me on Facebook at Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, D as in dog, period, Hall, H-U-L-L. Also, you can reach me by email, Nicholas, N-I-C-H-O-L-A-S, D, Hall, H-U-L-L, at gmail.com.
Wow, Nicholas, thank you so much for being my guest. I know the listeners were blessed today just as much as I was. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Be sure to tune in to the next podcast right here on 947-star.com.